The stress of the pandemic and hospital staffing shortages are contributing to higher rates of violence in the workplace for frontline workers in Ontario hospitals, said a new poll conducted by Oracle Research for CUPE, Canadian Union of Public Employees. Details of the poll were released Tuesday and showed a disturbing pandemic surge in physical and sexual violence against women and racially motivated attacks, said a CUPE news release. CUPE said there was also a large increase in the use of weapons like guns and knives against hospital staff. The poll found that 63% of respondents experienced physical violence and 53% report an increase in violence targeting them or a coworker during the COVID-19 pandemic. Nickel Belt New Democrat MPP France Gelinas said she is endorsing CUPE's call for better protection of hospital workers and said she is prepared to re-table a bill that would expose the problem of violence and harassment against nurses and other healthcare workers. The Speaking Out About Workplace Violence and Workplace Harassment Act was introduced in 2017 and eventually passed first reading. The bill did not advance beyond first reading and was never passed into law. Despite that, Gelinas said her bill is still valid in terms of providing protection for anyone who expresses concern about workplace violence. Our frontline healthcare heroes are coming home with bruises, injuries, and trauma from being threatened, sometimes with a weapon. My heart goes out to them, but so much more than that, I know we can act to better protect them, said Gelinas. My bill, the Speaking Out About Workplace Violence and Workplace Harassment Act, would protect nurses and all healthcare workers from employers' reprisals when they speak out about violence or harassment in their workplace. The bill gives the government a clear blueprint to start solving these problems, instead of punishing the victims and those who speak out, Gelinas said. She added that violence in hospitals and other healthcare settings is too often swept under the rug. Gelinas said health workers are left feeling that physical and verbal harassment is just a part of the job. Violence should never be part of the job, Gelinas said. This problem is getting much worse right now, with healthcare workers being forced to experience the brunt of public frustration caused by an overburdened and understaffed healthcare system. This is wrong, it's hurting our healthcare heroes, and it has to change. In Sudbury Health Sciences North shared that sentiment. As you know, incidents of workplace violence occur far too often in the healthcare setting, including in hospitals across Ontario. Violence in the workplace should never be part of the job, especially for healthcare workers who are committed to being there to care for us when we need them the most, said HSN Communications Manager Jason Turnbull. He said the health and safety of the medical staff, employees and all others at the hospital were the focus of one of the commitments made in the HSN five-year, 2019-2024, strategic plan which included providing a physically, psychologically and culturally safe environment that promotes a positive care, working and learning experience. In 2021, HSN launched the Workplace Violence Prevention Committee to address gaps and identify system-level opportunities for improvement. This committee has helped launch an array of new initiatives focused on workplace violence prevention. For example, starting with 2021-2022 budget, HSN is now spending $1.1 million for a behavioral escalation support team to provide education and support to our care teams in all matters of prevention, intervention and follow-up of workplace violence risk and incidents. Pilot services are currently available in certain high-risk units, and will be available in all inpatient units by 2023, Turnbull explained. He said the changes have also resulted in the hospital cancelling the security guard contract and creating its own in-house security team. This includes hiring 22 new qualified guards who are undergoing additional training to support the prevention of workplace violence incidents, while learning how to best respond and manage violent behavior safely, said Turnbull. It goes without saying that any workplace violence incident is one too many, and HSN's ultimate goal is zero harm in the workplace. So going forward, reducing the number of workplace violence incidents remains an annual priority as our organization continues to focus on making the workplace safer for our employees and medical staff, he said. The Ontario Nurses Association, ONA, has also spoken out about the need to take action. It was just a year ago that ONA published a workplace guide for those experiencing violence and harassment in the workplace. The ONA said it believes it is the right of all its members to work in a healthy and safe work environment. Ona further believes in the pursuit of the highest degree of physical, mental and social well-being of workers in all occupations. As one of the largest healthcare unions in the province and in the country, Ona believes it is part of its mandate to exercise a strong leadership role in achieving progressively greater gains in the field of occupational health and safety. The Ona is the union representing 68,000 registered nurses and healthcare professionals, as well as more than 18,000 nursing student affiliates, providing care in hospitals, long-term care facilities, public health, the community, clinics and industry. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining issues for Sudbury.com.